This is the One Pixel Jump podcast for July 11th. We're doing video games today, and then we're going to try to move towards a bi-weekly podcast. This is Double Gomez. He's going to be my co-host when we talk about video games. And then in the middle of the week, or maybe, I'm not actually sure how we're going to do it. I think Mary Beth is going to do anime with me on the weekends, and then you'll do video games with me in the middle of the week. And then we'll have a bi-weekly anime video game podcast that releases on Wednesday and Saturday, and we'll be the most original people on the internet.
Quite.
Yes. Today, we're talking about video games, and the only video games we've been playing recently have been Super Street Fighter 4 and Resident Evil 5. So today will be a Capcom extravaganza, an extrava-Capcom, if you will.
Or a Capcom-ganza.
But Capcom-ganza isn't as good a phrase because it doesn't have the proper amount of syllables.
No, Capcom-vaganza.
Capcom-aganza?
Capcom-va-ganza.
Buganza?
I see. Capcom-aganza.
That's just bizarre.
It has the right amount.
So do you want to start off with Resi 5, or do you want to start off with Super Street Fighter 4?
Super Street Fighter 4.
Okay.
El Forte.
But I'm jumping around as a Ibuki, and I'm throwing knives like an asshole.
Yeah, well, I'm being a Mexican wrestler, and I'm jumping on people like an asshole.
Yeah.
So we're both
that
being
move
assholes.
Would be a lot more annoying if it wasn't actually really easy to get around.
Yep, but the computer doesn't know that.
True. Unless you're playing against Guile.
Well, that's because he ducks in a corner.
Yeah, but that's how you play Guile. You duck in a corner, and eventually the person who you're fighting gets really annoyed with the fact that you're ducking in a corner. They come over to you, and then you flash kick them in the face. And then they stay away for the rest of the match until the time limit runs out and you win because you had slightly more health.
Sarah Show.
Sonic Boom. Hadouken. Tiger Shot. Tiger.
Tiger Cannon.
I think you should explain what you mean by the El Fuerte strategy, though. The one that you're talking about now.
The El Fuerte strategy is use Fajita Buster, then start using the running move, and right as your opponent is about to get up, use Fajita Buster, and you should be able to do it again, and do that in an infinite loop.
It's an infinite chain, because as they're getting up, they're right in a frame where they can't do anything, but you can still grab them.
Yep.
That's the thing that I hate the most about wrestler characters. I mean, El Fuerte's not as bad because he's sort of a wrestler character, but he's technically a running character like Guy, so it's not quite the same. But I have so much trouble dealing with characters that I can be interrupted by. I get my ass handed to me by Zangief and Hakan constantly because either spinning pile driver?
I don't know, that's what it is.
I think that's what it should be called if it's not. But spinning pile driver, and then I'll get up, and he'll grab me and do spinning pile driver again. Or Hakan will do oil rocket, and then I'll get up, and he'll do oil rocket. And it's an infinite loop, and I can't do anything about it because the priority of those moves seems to always be just high enough to cancel out whatever I want to do.
Yep, I normally use the Fajita Buster trick when fighting Hakan.
Yeah.
And the problem with that is his counter special ultra.
Yeah, the one where he lays down and you slip on his body.
Yep.
I've actually not had that one used on me. If I ever fight Hakan, the person's always using his
oil rocket.
Yeah. No, isn't it oil coaster?
That's what he uses on me, but when I use Fajita Buster, I jump over it. Really creepy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really the only way that I can handle it is if I'm playing as Ibuki and jumping around like an asshole throwing knives. And I say like an asshole on purpose because I don't like to use such a cheap strategy, but if it keeps me from getting grabbed by a giant oily Turkish man, maybe it's reasonable.
But he's the Prime Minister of Hungary. I mean, Yeah.
You'd be Turkey?
Yeah.
That would be awesome if that was actual. If that wasn't just from.
He is the Prime Minister of Europe.
Just, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Bridge, if that was actually his backstory.
I'm the Prime Minister. I can beat everybody up. I've got a lot of oil.
Diplomatic immunity. Diplomatic oil.
People keep asking me where all the gas goes. I oil up.
That's why we're having such an oil problem. Akon keeps going to the refineries and just taking barrels to slather himself with.
Yep.
Oh, that was the thing that we were going to do in order to separate ourselves from normal podcasts to talk about Super Street Fighter 4, is we were going to focus on the incredibly important plot of the story. Now, originally that was going to be something I was totally kidding about, but on a whim, I went to the Street Fighter Wiki page on Hakan and found out that his motivation is the same motivation as El Fuerte.
Well, very similar.
Now, reasonably, anybody who plays as Hakan would know this, but to be fair, anybody who plays Super Street Fighter 4 is probably skipping the cutscenes. I don't know if anybody else does, but I do.
Anybody that has a brain that plays it would skip it. Except for me, because El Fuerte is freaking insane. He enters the competition to find an ingredient to make chili good.
Well, I remember when you told me about that his recipe involves something green, but it's not a definable thing. So I thought to myself, could it be anything green? As long as it's green, it doesn't matter. Let's see, I've got this crayon, I've got a couple of markers, I've got this Xbox game box.
Wait, I've got some Diet Mountain Dew up here.
Both the liquid and the can count. It's perfect.
The perfect combination.
Yes, the person eats it and they just die.
Don't you like my aluminum chili?
Aluminum isn't green, El Fuerte.
It is if I paint it.
Did you use lead-based paint? Is there any other kind of paint? I feel bad. I can't do El Fuerte's really racist accent. El Fuerte has the only cutscenes that are even conceivably worth watching because his accent is awesome.
I know.
He sounds like a character from that WB cartoon show way back in the day, Mucha Lucha.
You were hoping he would sound like that, and then he did.
I know. I was thinking to myself, it would be awesome if El Fuerte sounds like a character from Mucha Lucha, but that would never happen, and then it happened. I was waiting for the special move where El Fuerte turns into a pinball and bounces around the screen, hitting the person in the face.
Well, you know, he does, you know, spin around while having his legs around your opponent's head and, you know, turns into a helicopter.
Yeah, El Fuerte Ultra Spark. Helicopter. I've yet to understand why that move is called Ultra Spark. It involves very little electricity. Maybe there's, like, a secret way you can do it where El Fuerte briefly switches with Blanca and then they electrocute the guy. Maybe that'll come in Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Of course.
Obviously.
Now here's
and then Chris Redfield will punch a boulder.
Now here's something that's fun. I was trying to go to the Street Fighter Wiki, and I just put that in. But I accidentally put in Street Fountain.
Is that a wiki in and of itself? Now that wikis are sort of their own diverse thing, I wouldn't be surprised. There is a, I'm almost certain there is a macrame wiki.
Is there a Google wiki?
There should be. Let's look for it.
Okay. Google. Find the Google Wiki on Google.
It's some sort of really freaky loop. If I type in Google Wiki, it just brings me to the Wikipedia article on
That's
Google.
That's what I just did. I know.
It would help if I spelled Wiki right.
It would help if I spelled Google right, because I spelled it googly.
Wait. It exists. Google.wikia.com. It's an unofficial wiki. It's for... Apparently, this is a... Google Wiki. This wiki is a site for Google fans to share the latest news about Google and tips for using Google products. Does this really require a wiki? Is there somebody out there who can use the internet who's unfamiliar with the ability to use Gmail?
I love that on the side there are two options that are both Gmail. And they're the same thing.
Yeah, I know. Let's get back to Street Fighter. So, I don't know. I found out Street Fighter is one of those, is like any fighting game in that the last Street Fighter game, Street Fighter-esque game that I had played before 4 was Capcom versus SNK2. And when I played that game, I could wreck house as Sakura. But now that I've gotten to Street Fighter 4, I am only okay as Sakura. Which, as I understand, is probably a good thing.
Aww.
What?
I'm on the Street Fighter 4 wiki, and I see the which new character if you're in Super Street Fighter 4 is your favorite. El Fuerte isn't even on there.
What?
Yeah, oh, that's Jury, T-Hawk, DJ, Cody, Guy, Adon, Ibuki, Dudley, Makoto, Hakan.
Oh, the ones for the new characters for Super Street Fighter 4. Yeah, that's because El Fuerte wasn't just straight up Street Fighter 4.
He was?
He was one of the new characters.
Oh.
I told you that.
I forgot.
Yeah, well, it's not unreasonable. We knew deep down in our hearts when Street Fighter came out, I'm going to wait about a year, and then Super Street Fighter 4 is going to come out, and then I'm just going to buy that.
Yep.
I was so pissed when I found that game in a Walmart a few days afterwards, because I hate going to GameStop.
I know. I know you do.
I actually have a list of fake email addresses to give them whenever they ask me, hey, do you want to sign up for our newsletter? I always give them a fake email address and hope that it will result in them getting some sort of horrible virus. GameStop has crashed today. All of their computer systems are down.
No, I'm just sitting there twirling my... It's like, they send an email to that email, and the guy in that email gets a virus, and it... And we find out about the GameStop conspiracy. They're trying to wreck the internet.
Of course. Because if they ruin the internet, then Steam cannot exist and their business will thrive.
Ha ha ha.
Actually, don't. One day, I should get Steam. I don't really have a gaming PC. This is just a general laptop that has been having some issues as of late. But, I don't know. It would be kind of worthwhile to try playing, Portal with a mouse. Plus, we don't have a PS3, so when Portal 2 comes out, what are we going to do? We're going to buy the game and just sort of stare at it?
We're going to look at the box art.
Well, that's some delicious box art. I mean, that's why people buy video games, right?
Well, you know, it did help in Metal Gear Solid.
It did?
Remember?
Which one?
Metal Gear Solid 1.
Yeah... I remember it being like a picture of Snake's face. He was like growling at you.
No, not that box art in the back.
The box art. Well, that doesn't count.
Why not?
People, because that was a gameplay mechanic. People didn't buy the game because, hey, there's a number on the back. Then more people would have bought, like, I guess Yakuza 3. Was that the one that didn't sell very well?
I don't remember.
I don't remember if it was Yakuza 2 or Yakuza 3, but Sega came out one day and was like, yeah, this game sold so abysmally that there's no reason for us to try localizing it again.
Hee hee.
That's too bad. Probably. I don't know. I didn't play that game, but I heard that it was good. I'm interested in attempting it for that reason. But yeah, if it was for numbers, people would have been buying. They're like, holy crap, there's a 3 on here.
Oh my god, a 4!
If you turn that 3 on its side, it looks like boobs. I'm buying this!
Sega realizes out numbers that... and you get Street Fighter Triangle. Oh my god, a triangle!
How did we run out of numbers? Well, we were actually just sort of tired of using the numbers. When we got to Street Fighter 4 version 8000, we realized that it would probably be best if we moved on. But the last time they tried to use letters for Street Fighter, they got Street Fighter EX, and I'm pretty sure that game was garbage. I don't remember. I think it was like the first... I think... Was it Street Fighter EX, the first attempt at making a 3D Street Fighter?
No.
Not the way that it is now, but Street Fighter in the way of Virtual Fighter. Virtua Fighter?
You know what I'm talking about? I never played either. I've never played Virtua Fighter.
Well, the internet knows what I'm talking about. It's something like...
I am the internet.
Akin to Soul Calibur, but it's Street Fighter characters. I'm not even sure how that would work.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. Since you can move side to side, how would you do quarter circle motions? And then you realize that it was all just a ploy by someone in Capcom to give more power to charge characters. Finally, the charge character moves will be the easiest moves to pull off. And then they realized that everyone playing Guile still ducked in the corner. No, my plan has failed. Guile, why? Why aren't you a top-tier character yet?
That is an excellent question. I'm going to look at that.
Well, Guile used to be a top-tier character. It's just sort of changed nowadays.
But you know what? Jury.
Jury?
Jury.
What about Jury?
She is a woman, and she is one of my character's rivals.
Oh? Who's... who?
Cammy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I don't really care why.
I don't get it.
Well, that was the thing. When I saw you playing as Cammy and you ended up having to fight Jury, I figured out... I don't know what the actual story of it was, but I think that the story should probably go like this. The two of them bump into each other, and then they realize that one of them isn't wearing a shirt, and the other one who isn't wearing pants. So when they finish this fight, one of them will walk away with a complete outfit. Finally, my legs won't be cold. Like hell they won't. I will finally be able to cover my nipples properly. They will no longer poke out. Jury, that's disgusting. Stop talking about that. But you know what is... You know what's not disgusting?
What?
Punching a boulder into a volcano. I hope that when Marvel vs. Capcom 3 comes out... that Chris's ultra combo is he turns his opponent into a boulder and then punches them into a volcano.
Doesn't even have to punch him into a volcano, pushes them out of the ring.
Yeah, it's a ring out, but the outside of the ring is always a volcano.
Sheva, no!
Oh no! I have to punch this boulder, but Sheva has to climb up and repeatedly stun Wesker with magnum shots to the chest.
That was fun.
That, when we stun-locked Wesker by shooting him with magnum bullets over and over again.
Love that.
That was pretty sweet. I wonder if we could have pulled that off in professional. I don't know, we didn't really give it enough time.
No, you shot him with a rocket launcher before I even got to climb up.
I didn't know that Wesker would die from one shot from the rocket launcher.
That was deadly for life.
Even the second Ouroboros took two.
No, I think that just happened because we fired at the exact same time.
Are you sure? Maybe.
I think the other one just hit because the Kachin didn't trigger quickly enough.
That is a bizarre thought. I don't know. I have no qualms about using an infinite rocket launcher throughout professional mode, because seriously, fuck that shit. How many times did we die during the El Gigante fight?
17.
It was 17 times? Are you kidding me?
It was either 11 or 17. We died 17 times to someone. Jill.
Yeah, that's right. We died 17 times to Jill.
That wasn't my fault.
Yes, it was. You kept standing in front of her bullets.
No, her bullets just kept moving in front of me.
Except that one time where she used her move where she very, very slowly spins. And you walked into the line of bullets.
I walked behind you.
Why did you walk behind me? Why didn't you walk away from the bullets?
I didn't know what you were doing.
She was firing bullets!
Well, I knew that, but I didn't know how she would move.
I'm hesitant to talk about Resident Evil 5 Gold Edition because we don't have the DLC for it right now, so we really just have Resident Evil 5.
Yeah.
And that game is... Resident Evil 5 Gold Edition is a 3-month-old game, which I think we could sort of justify talking about, but Resident Evil 5 is a year-old game, so...
No one can feel nostalgic about it yet.
Yeah, it's not old enough to be nostalgic, and it's not new enough to be... new. That being said, playing... So, we can at least talk about Mercenaries mode. Let's talk about Mercenaries mode.
Okay. That was Barry.
Oh, God. I'm looking forward to being able to play as Barry.
I'm looking forward to being able to play as Rebecca.
You want to play as Rebecca just because you want to be contrary.
What?
You want to be contrary. You want to play as Rebecca just because everyone else wants to play as Barry.
No, it's because I don't know who any of them are.
That's true. You are a newbie Resident Evil fan.
That's not true. I played Resi 3, and I watched the first 15 minutes of you playing Resi 1.
Yeah, well, that's because playing any more than 15 minutes of Resident Evil 1 would probably cause me to claw out my own face.
You are not mad on God.
It's just like, I don't know. Resident Evil 1 had the laughably awful story, but I just cannot do the controls. It's impossible. I cannot get used to that nonsense. It was the same reason I never beat Fatal Frame 2. Although, no, that's not true.
I thought that was because of the incest.
No, what is it with... Every time I talk about Fatal Frame 2, the first thing you say is lesbian incest. And that was only 50 to 80% of the game.
Then how can I not bring it up?
But the controls really weren't... I don't think the controls were the issue with Fatal Frame 2. It was, because you could change it. You could change it to control... like a normal game where the character moves in relation to the screen when you push the control stick rather than moving in relation to the way they're facing. I think the reason I never finished Fatal Frame 2 was because it was just sort of boring.
Then you should play Fatal Frame 3.
Didn't Fatal Frame 3 suck really bad?
Ugh.
I don't know. Whenever I think about I didn't play it, I just sort of heard that it wasn't that great, but every time that I think about Fatal Frame 3, it reminds me of Dino Crisis.
Why?
I don't know.
Don't bring up Dino Crisis, if anything.
Why
please,
not?
Please don't bring that up.
Come
no.
on, it was a survival horror game where you ran away from dinosaurs. That's the best idea for a game in the universe. And it was obviously the most competent and well-loved game ever made. Dino Crisis. But regardless of who is entered into Mercenaries, I know what's going to happen. I'm going to play as each new character once, and then I'm going to go back to playing Jill, because I don't think any of the other characters have a special move where they jump up in the air and then double knee drop the person who's laying on the ground in the balls.
Yeah, I think I'm going to play as Barry once, I'm going to play as Rebecca twice, and I'm going to completely disregard Josh and Excella and go back to playing Wesker.
You're gonna disregard Excella?
Yeah.
But her final melee combo move is Disco Kick. I don't even know what that means. I'm not too familiar with the cultural phenomenon that was disco, but was there a special move in disco dancing that was a kick?
Sure.
The only thing I could think of that would be some sort of special disco move would be the staying alive finger point. You know, she does the finger point, you know, doing the up and down, and a zombie walks by, she jabs him in the eye.
Yay.
He just he doesn't even die. He just runs off crying because his eye really hurts. That's what I think happens when
everybody
Jill.
He runs into dies.
They're just so sad for him that they start crying in solidarity. Even the executioner guy, even though I don't think he has a face.
Nope. He does not.
But yeah, that's the same thing that I think happens with Jill. When she jumps up in the air and does her double knee drop into your junk, I think the person dies because they end up vomiting until they don't have anything left in their body. Jill, you found the cure for Plagueis. This is better than any laser. And Leon walks by with his laser. He looks dejected, just tosses it off, kicks a guy in the nuts. He's like,
it's not the same.
I played professional for nothing. That's sort of the feeling I had when we played through professional in the storyline. It's like, yay, we got an achievement. Woo.
70 points. Do those even do anything?
Gamer points? No. Of course not.
Why not?
Because they're only there for bragging rights. It's like the high score in an Atari game. It's not there.
I got 23 points.
Yay! Oh, God.
But now the Atari is broke, so I can't prove it.
And playing on veteran wasn't really that much worth it either. What did we get? The noise filter?
Yep.
Oh, yay. Now there's a static overlay on top of the game. This is definitely worth it.
Well, we also got an achievement, so we got a double feature.
I guess that's reasonable.
No.
No, it's not. But it's better than the reward you get for upgrading your first machine gun all the way.
The Gatling gun?
Yeah. Machine guns already weren't that great, and then they give you the Gatling gun, which sounds cool, but then you realize that it aims for crap.
JJ versus JJ.
You know, I have the feeling that JJ would win.
Why?
Simple, because he's JJ.
Indestructible JJ?
Well, clearly not. I was able to kill two of them in one shot with one rocket.
I still can't believe you did that.
I was surprised it killed the one next to the one I shot. They're standing a good distance away.
Like the tiniest bit of the cloud of the explosion got to him. I'm suffocating.
It's like that scene in Bubblegum Crisis Episode 5 where the guy skids to a stop in front. He's driving through the corridor in the space outpost base where the sexoroids are trying to escape to Earth. And right as he's about to crash, he tries to skid to a stop and almost makes it, but then lightly taps the door and the car just blows up.
Contact sensitive.
Yeah, exactly. The entirety of that car was made out of an explosion. Just a condensed explosion, and the slightest provocation would cause it to blow up. But yeah, once we get new mercenaries... I was so glad when you said that when we play the mansion mission, the Jill and Chris... Jill and Chris Gaiden, as it were.
What?
And, yeah, the one where they go to the Spencer mansion, or whatever mansion.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, Jill and Chris Gaiden. I was really glad when you say I want to play Chris, because I'm like, yes, I'm gonna be knee dropping people in the balls left and right.
You didn't know that at the time.
I didn't know that at the time, but when I found out, I was like, yes, it's gonna be groin-tastic up in this bitch.
It'd be groin-tastic for two reasons. You've got the double knee drop, and you've got the head grab.
It's just like. In Dead to Rights Retribution, when one of Shadow's takedown moves was that he grabs you by the balls and then throws you to the ground, that, for some reason, was horrifying. Watching Jill Valentine, who seems to be like a 100-pound woman, jump up into the air, giddily like a cheerleader, and then bring her knees down on your crotch... That's just really funny. Especially that time when I managed to do it to a guy and kill a guy who was standing next to him.
By doing it to his foot.
Yeah, I know. I'd like to think that what happened was I did it to the one guy, and, you know, he died because I need him in the ball, so he's vomiting and very profusely. And his friend, who was walking by at the time, was so disgusted by the act that he also ended up vomiting himself to death.
Now I can't have my zombie children.
Oh, no. Now no one... I'll never be able to have sex with a zombie woman again.
Until next time.
I don't know. I think when you have a giant bug monster coming out of your mouth whenever you try to hug somebody, you probably have greater problems trying to get laid, even if it's by women who have the same thing going for them. Maybe there's some sort of, like, online plogus dating website. You know,
Bloggers.com.
31-year-old expat from South Africa, or I guess West Africa, enjoys long walks on the beach, has plogus for mouth.
Plogus for mouth.
Yeah, exactly. enjoys hitting American soldiers with gigantic arms with a pipe wrench. Especially if they're wearing a zebra print outfit and have iced hair. This is just a brief little aside, but that was probably the only reason that it was really worthwhile to play through Veteran and Professional, was that we got to play as Safari Chris and Club and Sheva.
Chris, you said we were going to a party.
We are going to a party. A zombie party! Because that's so... Club and Sheva looks like a reasonable person. Like, you could actually see a woman going out in that outfit to go party. Maybe, like, you'd probably have... It'd probably be, like, a celebrity woman who would be dressing that scantily. But all the same. Chris is wearing a skin-tight, assumably leather, zebra print set of jeans and a matching open button shirt with a skin-tight black t-shirt underneath, and he has iced hair. My God, Chris. I guess Capcom, did you need to make him look that gay? Holy crap.
Hold on, I'm gonna look at the other costumes you get.
Chris's other costumes don't look as ridiculous as that.
Not what I meant.
What do you mean?
Mercenaries Reunion.
There are other versions of Chris and Sheva?
There are other versions of Sheva.
Business. Okay.
Teacher Sheva.
I'm not even going to talk about Tribal Sheva. What can you really say about Tribal Sheva other than...
Well, this is really sexist and racist.
Yeah. Just a bit. It's... I don't know. I guess it's technically... It's a lot more cheesecake than Zero Suit Jill Valentine. Even after Jill opens up the chest part of it and she's got cleavage for no reason.
Brainwashed Jill.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, because when she's in the Zero Suit in Mercenary, she doesn't have the brainwashed thing on her chest, but she still has the open boob shirt. Maybe that's the idea. Maybe it's not bad enough for Jill to just knee someone in the balls until they die. Maybe it also has to be that double whammy of her kneeing someone in the balls while showing that she's a really hot chick. It's like, look at me. Look at the erection that you're getting right now. Squash!
Now it's gone.
Oh, no. That fade. So horrifying.
Yeah, you get two new Chris and two new Sheva.
What are the two new Chris?
Warrior and Heavy Metal.
What does Heavy Metal look like?
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure Warrior makes him Conan the Barbarian.
That would be fantastic.
However, Heavy Metal gets a melee vest and a bulletproof vest.
That would be pretty awesome to have Chris be in a Conan the Barbarian outfit. Conan the Chrisbarian.
Conan the Chrisbarian Redfield.
Shatner. Yeah. Go-Go 13.
Statham.
I don't even know. What happened that we decided that Chris is Go-Go 13?
He's a Mary Sue.
I guess.
He's a Mary Sue with guns.
I don't know. I think it had something to do with sex. I'm sure.
Probably. Oh, yeah.
I mean, because...
the love quadrangle. You know, him, Sheva, Jill, and Wesker.
Yeah, of course. I don't know. Wesker doesn't look as gay as Safari Chris, though. Despite the full leather body outfit.
Well, you know, he's just prepared for the apocalypse. Leather up. It's hard to bite through that.
Yeah, zombie apocalypse. You need to cover yourself in leather. That shit's hard to bite through.
It's this better. Is a warning to you people out there. Eight of you.
If BP really did destroy the Earth, then we have to worry about zombies, so you better get yourself to a leather shop now.
Crud. The other two Shevas are Fairy Tale and Business.
Fairy Tale?
I don't know, but it has 5 golden eggs.
That's retarded. At least it would be easy for you to get the achievement for killing someone with a gold egg.
That's not an achievement. You only get an achievement for rotten egg. I checked.
I knew it! You wasted all that time trying to kill zombies with an egg.
Haha, I killed you twice.
This isn't even painful. It's just really embarrassing.
Got egg on your face.
Exactly. We've been going at it for about 40 minutes. You want to close it down? Shut it off?
That
cut the data,
right.
Burn the internet down for the insurance money, buy ourselves a nice yacht, and go sail for it.
Okay, except for the pet cow part, I might, and I only object to the pet cow part on basis of we're not British.
What? I don't think I've ever known a British person to be interested in cow marriage.
Have you ever known a British person?
Does Yahtzee count?
No.
Oh. Well, yes, anyway. Let's stop this. This is the Capcom extravaganza. I can't roll my R's or I'd do it.
Extravaganza!
Alright.
It sounded wrong.
Stop your recording?
Shouldn't we sync this up?
Oh yeah, let's do the whistle. Or the clap.
I can't whistle.
Let's do the clap whistle. Let's whistle about the clap. David Bowie.
No. Just,
okay, on the count of three, we'll say David Bowie's name.
Got it, Ziggy Stardust.
Yeah, exactly, Ziggy Stardust. All right, 1, 2, 3. David Bowie.
David Bowie.